This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
دروس من المسجد النبوي الشريف.
In English.
In English.
In English.
Today, we're going to take a different dua, which is the dua of Ali رضي الله تعالى عنه. He said that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم told him to say, اللهم اهدني وسددني. اللهم اهدني وسددني. In another narration of the same hadith, اللهم إني أسألك الهدى والسداد. اللهم إني أسألك الهدى والسداد. And this is collected by Al-Imam Muslim. So let's go over the words one by one so that we understand the dua that you're making. بإذن الله. This dua, اللهم اهدني, or اللهم إني أسألك الهدى. It's the same as the dua from yesterday. So you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guidance, which is inclusive of beneficial knowledge. That beneficial knowledge may be something that is specific or something that is general. And it also is that Allah azza wa jalla gives you success to follow that path. So He guides you to a path, and Allah azza wa jalla gives you the ability to follow that path. Allahumma ahdini. Wasaddidni. As-sadad. In the Arabic language, it means, it is equivalent to the word istiqamah, to be upright and to travel al-qasd, a moderate path. So to be upright and moderate. Now, I want to mention to you the last part of this hadith, because it's important. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Ali radiallahu anhu, he said, when you think of hidayah, when you mention hidayah, think about hidayatul tariq, that you are being guided to the path. And when you think about the sadad, think about sadad is sahm. Okay, so that means, think about the arrow. Now, if any of you have ever done archery, you know that a target is set up, okay? The person puts his arrow in the bow, he pulls the bow back, he wants to hit the target. If the arrow is not all the way straight, right? If it's, even if it's just slightly crooked, what's going to happen? It's also not going to go straight. When it's released from the bow, it may start off going straight, and then it's going to go whatever direction the arrow is pointed in. So, Sadad, the Prophet ﷺ told Ali radiallahu anhu, to think of straightening the arrow. We remember what we said, that word sedan, it means to be upright. So when you ask Allah, you're asking Allah for guidance and to be upright. You're asking Him for success, right? So He says to think about that arrow. Think about how the arrow was crooked, and then someone came and they straightened that arrow out. That is a sedan, a sedan. So that is because a person, may know the path that he's supposed to be on. But if he goes on the path and he doesn't have sadad, he knows hidayah. Hidayah is you're on the path. That is the path. So for example, just so that we're clear, we're praying what direction? That direction is what? South, to the Kaaba, right? To Mecca. If someone said, what is the path to Mecca? And they said, this way. North. Would they ever get to Mecca? No, because Mecca is that way. So hidayah is to be going in the right direction. You ask Allah Azza wa Jalla for hidayah, to be on the right path. As sadad, now what happens is you may start on that path going to Mecca, okay, but you don't stay on the path that is well trodden. So you go off to the left or you go off to the right, and perhaps you get lost. Sadad is no, to stay straight on that path until you hit the target. So you hit that target. So when you ask Allah for as-sadat, you are asking Him for success in getting to that target. You're asking for guidance and success. We understand the difference between the two, because a person may be on the path, but then he falls off. He goes left to right. With sadat, no. You hit your target. You are successful. You're upright. And you travel a moderate course in doing so. You don't go to extremes. Not extreme to the right or to the left. So the dua again is, Allahumma ahdini. I want to hear you say it, because you're going to memorize this now, inshallah. Allahumma ahdini. Is the other one easier? Allahumma inni as'aluka al-huda wa sadat. That one's easier? It's the same dua. Okay. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-huda. That's from yesterday. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-huda. Let me hear you say it. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-huda. Was-sadat. 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 طيب. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-huda. Let me hear you say it. Allahumma inni as'aluka. Inni as'aluka al-huda. Was-sadat. Fadal. طيب. Now, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't just teach Ali radiallahu anhu this dua. He told him, when you make the dua, think about being on the path and think about the arrow being straight. And this is from the beautiful teaching of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, that not only did he give him a theoretical concept, but he also gave him a tangible, something to think about, tangibly. So you're thinking about, when you're asking Allah for hidayah, you're thinking about being on that right path, the path of knowledge, the path of righteous actions, the path that leads to Jannah, and you're asking Him for sadat, to keep you upright, to keep you straight on that path. So the dua again, is Allahumma, everybody let me hear, Allahumma, inni as'aluka al-huda was-sadat. Tayyib, who narrated the hadith? Huh? Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, the cousin of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and the fourth of the Khulafa al-Rashideen. Ali radiallahu anhu, and it was collected by al-Imam Muslim in his Sahih. This is the second dua. If you make it a part of your life, don't just learn it here and no. Your homework every day is to take the dua and teach it to someone else from your family. And then give them the homework as well. So that we can begin to learn the du'as that the Prophet ﷺ made. Because they are the most comprehensive du'as, and they are the du'a that contains success for us in this life and the next. That guidance, that sadat, being successful, this is what is going to give us real, true, and honest success in this life and in the hereafter.
شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان